Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good buddy Robert Brands being back on the show. Robert is a principal of InnovationCoach.com, the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, the 10-step program for corporate survival. He's one of the top innovation experts on the planet and certainly in our brain trust. He's our good friend, Robert Brands. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Great to be back.
Good to have you back, Robert, as always. So, okay, the big issue, it's so important that we all have to be innovative these days. But even if you're innovative, getting those innovations executed, implemented and executed, that's a whole other discipline, isn't it?
Absolutely. And you started with absolutely the right thing. You have to innovate, because if you don't innovate, you will perish, you will die, no matter what business you are in. So in Robert's Rules of Innovation, we talked about these 10 imperatives, 10 key things you really need to drive to create and sustain innovation. And people really bought into the philosophy in the book. But what I really found out in the workshops that I do is that people are really struggling with the implementation. How do you actually execute it? How do you make it happen? And, of course, the CEOs and the presidents of the company, your listeners are the people who need to make it happen, but they really struggle with the execution. And there's a number of things that I'm really focusing on now that I'm trying to help folks with.
Is it more important that a CEO is innovative, or is it more important that the CEO fosters innovation in the organization?
He has to foster it.
Is that more important if you had to decide one thing was more important than the other? Is that more important than he or she themselves being innovative?
Absolutely. Of course, they have to walk the talk. They have to really, but it doesn't mean that they have to be the only and the innovator in the company. Otherwise, everybody will sit back and look at the boss and wait for them to do something. No, it's all about inspiration, about really creating an environment where you foster and encourage innovation, where you tolerate failure by making it a learning experience and just give people some free working space and time to bring suggestions forward to see what you can do with it. Let me give you a great example. Herb Kohler, who is the head of the Kohler Corporation in plumbing, he still chairs the monthly new product development meeting every month. What do you think that says to the organization? It doesn't mean that he's just the innovator. No, you need to walk the talk. And I took his lead, and I did exactly the same thing when we were dealing with the foam pumps that we marketed here in the U.S.
One of the words you just used, one of the terms you just used, you said you have to tolerate failure. If you're going to be innovative, you have to develop a relationship with failure, don't you?
Yeah, you need to send a bandwidth that everybody is comfortable with and how much risk we're willing to take on a new project. But more importantly, you're going to fail. There's so many failures before you'll succeed. Even Steve Jobs failed early on.
Mm-hmm.
But if you translate that into learning experiences, people will look at it positively. You will look at it not as a negative, as a failure where people expect to be beaten up or feel terrible.
Mm-hmm.
No, what did we learn from it, and how can we do this better?
Well, that's a big two things right there, that what you just said. Edison didn't say this exactly, but some of the quotes that he said translate to what I'm about to say, and that is that he determined that failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what's that worth? I mean, what's that worth? Knowing what doesn't work, if you don't forget that, how much is that worth in the future?
Yeah, he said, I believe, with making the light bulb, where he had 6,000 times it didn't
10,000.
Work. 10,000. He said 999 times that he figured out how not to do it.
Yeah,
As opposed to saying I failed,
That's exactly right. And
that's really key.
And the other thing is this part about letting what did we learn? This thing about what did we learn, that's to me, that's the four most important redemption, most important words that a manager can use with their people who failed while trying to do something for the right reasons. Instead of complaining at them, fussing at them, or firing them, just say to them, okay, we messed up. What did we learn? What did we get out of that?
Exactly. So all this is really part of how do you implement well. And there's two key things I'd like to talk about.
Well, hold on to that thought. We're gonna get into those when we come back after these messages. Give us the website, Robert.
Yeah, it's innovationcoach.com, or for the book itself, it's robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. We're going to talk some more about how to implement, how to execute your innovation, which you must do, as Robert said, or you will perish. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.